Article 19, about the hypostatic, or personal, union of the two natures in Christ. We believe that through this conception, the person of the Son has been inseparably joined and united with human nature, not so that there are two sons of God, or two persons, but two natures, joined in a single person, each of which retains its own properties, to the point that just as the divine nature has always remained uncreated without beginning of days or end of life, filling heaven and earth, so too the human nature has not lost its properties, but has remained as a creature, having a beginning of days and a finite nature, although he gave immortality to it through his resurrection, that nevertheless did not steal or change the truth of human nature for him, for our salvation and resurrection hang upon the truth of his body. Moreover, these two natures are so united and joined together in one person that they cannot be separated even by his death. Therefore, what he commended to the Father at his dying was a real human spirit going out from his own body. But meanwhile, the divine nature always, even while lying in the grave, remained united to the human, to the point that deity itself was no less in itself when he was still an infant, although it did not show itself for a little while. On account of this, we confess himself to be true God and true man. Indeed, true God in order that he would conquer death, and true man in order that he would fall to death in the weakness of his flesh in our place.